It's Tuesday, April 7, 2026.
They're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
Trump threatens war crimes against civilian power infrastructure in Iran. Iran war is boosting global demand for solar panels, heat pumps, and electric cars. Plus,
this is our worst snow year on record in Colorado.
Western snowpack has melted early, raising fears of a record fire season.
All of those fears and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I wonder if you think the rise in gas prices, Jameson, is more emotional than physical.
Wow. Fox News really working hard there. I'm pretty sure the $6 a gallon I paid to fill up my car over the weekend was physical. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, once again, energy and climate at the center of the day's news.
Yes, unfortunately. Global oil prices rose again after Donald Trump issued a profane threat to Iran on Easter Sunday that if Iran doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz by Tuesday night, the U.S. will bomb Iran's civilian power plants and bridges, which legal experts say would qualify as war crimes. Here's Tess Bridgman, former legal advisor to President Obama's National Security Council, on CBS News.
Electrical generating plants power hospitals. They power schools, water sanitation facilities, the things that you need to sustain basic day-to-day living for a civilian population. Obliterating all power plants, threatening coercive actions against the civilian population to try to bring a government to the negotiating table. Those kinds of things are flatly illegal.
Trump has presented no plan to open the Strait of Hormuz, has issued contradictory statements, and demanded other countries solve the conflict that he started. Iranian military leaders on Monday in a social media post said that, quote, the Strait will never return to its former state, especially for America and Israel.
Great job, Trump.
Iran's parliament approved a plan to collect tolls on vessels traveling through the strait, which analysts say will likely boost the price of oil and other goods for years to come.
Nailed it.
On Sunday, OPEC announced that it would boost oil production, but that had little effect on market prices. The International Energy Agency warned the global oil supply crunch will worsen over the month of April, and that shortages of jet fuel and diesel in Asia will expand to Europe. The Financial Times reports a global wave of energy rationing is escalating, with countries from Bangladesh to Zambia imposing new measures to curb fossil fuel use. South Korea, the Philippines, and other Asian countries say that they will burn more coal to make up for the shortfall. However, The Economist concludes that cheap, clean renewables will win out in the end.
Good.
As countries accelerate deployment of wind and solar sources that are not affected by geopolitics.
Will we finally learn that lesson this time?
CNBC reports that electric vehicle demand in Asia and Europe is getting a big boost from the energy crisis.
Excellent.
Quote, just as auto giants pivot back to combustion engines. Many countries are also seeing a huge jolt in sales of solar panels and electric heat pumps as the Iran war's impact on energy prices spurs more consumers around the world to abandon fossil fuels in favor of cheaper electric alternatives.
Well, what took you so long?
A BBC analysis finds that China stands to benefit the most from the war-driven energy crisis because it dominates renewable energy supply chains and produces the vast majority of the world's solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and electric vehicles.
Well, I'm glad that Donald Trump killed all those industries here.
Finally, not great news for the U.S. this west. Drought is deepening in several western states after a record warm winter and that historic record-shattering heat wave in March that melted virtually all of the remaining thin mountain snowpack. Colorado and Utah both saw record low snow cover. California's reservoirs are now at below average levels, raising concerns among cities and the agriculture industry in the west of looming water shortages in the dry summer months. Forest managers are warning that dried out vegetation, heat, and drought are the ingredients for a potentially historic wildfire season, and not in a good way. And worse, there is a looming water crisis on the Colorado River with Lake Powell at very low levels.
You are right. That is not great news, to say the least.
Yeah.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brant Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
You don't miss your water till you ever run dry.